is Professor Andris Brooks from University of Latvia, from physics, which will be a little bit more on the philosophy of science. I know Andris' presentation topics for today is philosophical and psychological basis of general science education.
Good morning, dear colleagues. First of all, for me, it's really a very special situation this morning, because I am back in my native department. I have 50 years ago, I started study physics right here. This is also auditorium for me. I just remember I was a young boy, just after secondary school, and was sitting where now Martin is sitting. Now I am Uncle Andris, but there is some experience, really, I would like to tell you. Let's start with this definition. What does it mean, education? And you can think about this in your native language also, because if you are using different languages, I'm speaking international English Latvian version, maybe even Uncle Andris version. But if you're discussing what does it mean education, then sometimes there are different content of this term. And I have been working also with our law of education a pretty long time ago. And I will show you next slide how we find this education. But the main idea is more or less such. Education as a process. As a process. Okay, if we are pedagogues, then we are saying education is a result. That's okay too. But as a process, it means especially organized, gaining life, experience for life. So we are all speaking the same idea. Let's deliver life experience for life. Today it's very modern, and if we are going all around the Europe, not to use such a word, life experience, but say, competence. Competence. The meaning of this competence, we can define it other way, yes? But that's up to you, that's your problem, to make these definitions. But I have studied this, and if need to explain this just now, I'm saying these are the same words, but of course, we can define in a different way. But for me, life experience means competence. If I have life experience in some definite field, I'm competent in this field. And I'm now about 70, I have my competence. I'm competent in life. But this is my personal competence, of course. A life experience for life. Then, there are two kinds of education. And it's not typical for Western Europe. I just remember this, our meeting, nice meeting in Chauray. And there was a professor from Technical University from Germany. And she asked me, well, why are you dividing such general education and professional education? He was representing professional education. And said, well, this general education, why? We need just professional, mainly. I don't agree with him. Because today, the 21st century, we need separate. There are too many professions. We are overcrowding our programs with professional details. And that's a great problem now. And today, in this century, we need general education. And upper secondary school, this is just the right time to deliver general ideas, general concepts. To integrate all this life experience our children have already. And up to 14, 13, 14, 15 years, yes, they are children. But starting upper secondary, we need to change. We need to start think great thoughts. I have a real experience. 8 years I have delivered, not lectures, but a subject called systemics for 10th grade school children. I don't like to say students. They are not students. They become students when they are at the university. They are school children or pupils. Don't mix these notions. Students, they are sitting here. Because how do you study and how do you educate yourself in school? There's a great difference. So, you have written all this now. Content of education, if you're talking about education, it's very important. And methods of education. Methods of education, it's pedagogy. Pedagogues, they need methods. And let me compare this. We need piano players. You know, they are great artists. But we need also some composer to write down this material, to pray. And this is a problem of conscience. What we are giving for our students, for our students here and for our pupils in school. Pedagogy, these are great masters. How to realize all this content in school situation? That tragedy is, well, maybe I'm saying tragedy, okay, think about your situation in your countries, but in our countries, small countries, there's a lack of maybe brain. We don't have good content of our education in physics. Okay, I'm a physicist, former solid state physicist, academician, but later on I was dean of this nice faculty here, and I turned towards people. And then I understood that physics, if you are educator, I prefer word educator, not teacher. Teacher is not enough. For 21st century we need educators, not only teachers. That's again, sorry, you can believe, you can take this. I know these traditional pedagogues, they say, we are gods. Okay, you are gods, but in school, when you are really doing things, when you are playing piano, my God, you are great. But who is writing these songs? If you are singing song, you are a singer, but who is writing song? We need songs prepared for singing. A life experience, according to our education lore, means knowledge, values or attitudes and skills. Thanks God we are following this lore, at least here in Latvia. I'm looking to my dear colleagues. Everything is going very good. We are paying attention to knowledge, but knowledge is just only background. Only. I know, but I also need some skills how to use this knowledge. We need also attitudes, we need value orientation, what's very unpopular for my colleagues, academicians. Because in physics, there are no human beings. There are physical phenomena, there are electrons, there are protons, there are atoms, no human beings there. But we are working with human beings, and I'm also now delivering my lecture, or not lecture, my report or something like that. I am looking to you, I am working for you. Otherwise, I will stay here and tell, well, this is formula such and such, and such and such and such. This is the traditional way you mentioned. This time has gone. The problem is that those old-fashioned teachers, those old-fashioned professors, they just follow this last century traditions. This is a problem for all of us. So, cognition for getting knowledge, consideration, let's think about what's good, what's not good. Why we are working for military people? That's a question for physicists. All arms, they start from scientists. Why to do bombs? It can be the same. Chemical weapons, my God. Is it good? These are attitudes. And this is real life. We are looking around the world now. And chemists and biologists, well, biology weapons, my God. So, that's enough. You understood. And, of course, behavior. We need skills to behave, and when we need to develop skills, we need skills how to realize our values, and also how to realize our knowledge, both of them. So this is a triangle. Knowledge, attitudes, our values, and skills. And this is another picture. I like these schemes because I'm following systems approach, and you see, life experience, it means intellect and moral. Usually academicians, moral love, that's nothing. Let's go to the church or somewhere away. No, physics. But we are physics educators, and we need much more wider look on situations. And according to Latvia's law of education, I was responsible for this main structure of this law. So, the educational process involves learning, teaching, and upbringing activities. Latvia's law of education, this is not humble. Anders ideas from yesterday night. So, but upbringing is not a very popular word in English, first of all, and it's not a very popular word also for Western culture. We are just saying, teaching, learning, it's not enough in this century. Well, that's great. We need teaching, learning, but it's not enough. I like pedagogues. I also pedagogue. That's great. I am also playing piano now. But what are the ideas? I'm telling you. That's a problem. And sometimes we have old-fashioned content of our education. And of course we are using modern technologies. Something strange situation. You're also taking new content. That's great. But it's a very, very serious problem. Human. What does it mean, human? According to my philosophy and psychology, it's body and spirit. Again, we need to define what do you mean body. No, body is more or less clear. But what do you mean spirit? There are different words we can use for this. I'm using the word spirit, but I must be very short because time is running. Homo sapiens, consciousness, artistic and scientific reflection of sensed world. Well, let's quote this picture. We have material world all around us, and we belong to this world too. I can see, I can touch, I can hear. That's all. We start from this, from observation. I'm observing you, I'm observing. I'm looking at you. I'm touching Martin. Yeah. No, I can touch you. Touch ladies now. No, this is real life. We start from this. And it's really, for physicists, it's much more easier because of light. Everything all around, it's obvious, it's physics. Chemistry, yeah, we need atoms and so on. You're absolutely right. And I was watching these nice, very, very clever experiments now you showed us. I was thinking, oh, changing this state, aggregate state. I think it's physics. But, yeah, you need to use this physics to show and then to make bridge from this what you can see to these atoms and molecules. The physics and mathematics and chemistry and biology, we are a great family and we need to work all together. But first we start from this real world. Then senses, sensations, and we have spiritual world here. There is no physics all around us. There are physical phenomena. And then we reflect these phenomena within our consciousness. And it's psychology. Academicians, my colleagues, physicists, they don't like this. They like formulas, they like models, and they are doing this great. They are winning Nobel Prizes. That's great. But they are far away, not good for school. They are not able to communicate with real people. And I think this is the problem all over the world. And then, if I have some idea or concept, then I can materialize. I can go back to this real life. And so, once again, there is no physics all around us. Physics is only here, in our mind. Not mind, but in our consciousness. Mind is just one part of the consciousness. And then, I can go back to this real life. And then we have these old knowledges and so on. But we are between. We start from observation and we finish with this observation. So we are going through this. And it's a very strange definition, I know. And again, my academicians are saying, well, what you are doing, you are crazy. Yes, maybe I'm crazy. But you are also crazy because you are here. We are a little bit crazy. We are different from many other people. And as educators, we must be different. We must be. No, this is the same systemic organization. Okay, don't talk about systems. A reflection of sensed world in human's consciousness. It means building systems of thoughts, and these systems of thoughts are called theories. That's all. There are artistic and scientific thought systems within our consciousness. Another picture. Thinking means building theories. Yes, this is thinking. How do we make these theories? First we observe, then we're thinking, and only then we are writing these formulas. The tragedy is that we are starting our education from upstairs, that's as you said. We are taking book, and on this book is written physics. Yeah, where is physics? Within this book. There is no physics all around. There are physical phenomena all around us. But we are thinking, and they were writing book. And then, so, well, physics book. And the tragedy is that today we are taking this book. We have textbooks. These are really great material for Latvian our child teachers. We have a lot of very excellent material, academic material. But it's not material for children. We need educators and we need content. Physics today is something like supermarket. Everything is available there. But you know, supermarket, you must be very careful going to supermarket. You need, we must be very clear, to take only things you really need. Oh my God, this marketing, and so on and so on. So don't talk. Keep quiet. This is junk, this is junk, this is junk, but I need this. This is the problem we need also to solve within physics content. What we need for school physics, but these are general ideas all around the world now. We need special materials for school. These are not materials for academicians, for engineers, but for pupils. And that's a lot of work what must be done. So, cognition. We are going upstairs. We are coming from practice, from real life. Then we are making theories. In English it's reflection, reflecting this real world. And I'm using the English word consideration. Let's consider. Let's think about consideration. That's my how I feel. What does it mean, consideration? I have asked many original native English speakers, well, but English language is, well, strange language. We must be very, very careful. Small countries, we are just taking these words without any understanding. What does it mean in this native English? And sometimes we are then coming together and we are wasting time because we don't understand. What does it mean, this word? And therefore I'm explaining also, what does it mean, spirit? Spirit means mind, feelings, and a will. This is my explanation. Your explanation can be another. But if we are working together, we need to bridge. What meaning will be if we are working together? Otherwise, I'm bringing one wheel from one car, you are bringing another wheel from another car, we are trying to put this together, and this is a very typical situation. Thank God, now these teams are working all around the world. First thing is really, for the first time, is just to come together and to arrange. What does it mean? What does it mean? Where are we going? Why we are going this way and so on? And then teams are working. It's not time for individual persons now. We need teams, team working. That's right. So, theories, consideration, and then behavior. Dear pedagogues, you know, cognitivism is a theory of pedagogy. That's great. Excuse me, cognitivism is just a part. This is the first step. That's great, but it's only one part. Behaviorism, great, but it's the one part. Constructivist approach, more or less in a modern style. We need to take all this together when we educate people. We need this first step. I'm saying blue. I'm using colors. Blue, red, green. You know these two guys. Cognition, theoretical. Idealism, what? Aristotle? No, Aristotle is looking and showing, well, no. Not forget, we are coming from real life and we are living there. Oh, this great picture. And cognition, again, upstairs, we are going upstairs. Theory, we are considering, we are thinking about what we have observed. Now, we are inventing formulas. We are inventing. And then, we are giving these formulas as academicians. We are giving formulas to technical university for engineers. And we are doing very great machines and so on. So we are working all together, up and down, forward. And usually I'm doing this. I'm here, up, consideration. I'm going back, behavior. I am moving forward in my life. Up and down, it means forward. Fundamental science, it's blue. Applied science, green. Educational science, all together. And this is a problem for teachers. Some are trained more and more fundamental way. Some are trained in more applied way. But teachers are teachers or educators. We need to present all this picture. And this is systems approach. Different parts, we need to take them together, and then will be the whole. Holistic approach, this is only when we're taking together, but we need also analytic approach. Holistic approach is just a part of systems approach. No, but this is again, some details. Well, science education as educational scientific research process. Yesterday, there was a very nice report, Christina was nice, and she's still nice today too. Forever you're nice, but these ideas, inquiry-based, no education.
No, it's the same.
But I'm using much wider notions. Inquiry-based. Academicians, they don't understand what does it mean. And then I'm using this word, educational scientific research process. Because we are representing science, chemistry, physics, and so on, we need to develop scientific thinking. Scientific, not artistic. I'm artist now, yeah. I need also, as a pedagogue, I must be also artist. But excuse me, I'm talking not about life in general, maybe, but I'm talking about our problems. And there we have fundamental science research, again, blue. It's classics. Observation, then. Let's think about what we have observed. I'm calling this conceptualization. We are developing concepts at that moment. We can start just from concept. Well, that's something crazy. No. Let's start from the same beginning. Observation. Then, let's develop concepts or notions. In English, we can say concepts or concept or a notion. Sometimes I like this word notion better because concepts, it's again, depends what you mean using this word. Conceptualization. And again, it's for me problem with English. I'm thinking in my native language. I'm thinking in Latin. And we have our native language. And in some situations, Latin language is new one. And therefore, sometimes we are more progressive as these ancient languages. And for people speaking native English, I'm sometimes going and saying, okay, excuse me, maybe you wouldn't like to understand me. But I'm thinking, and I would like to deliver my thoughts to you. And I will use international English. Otherwise, it's impossible to deliver my thoughts. And they sometimes say, well, you are improving, you are developing English language. Excuse me. Oh, thank you. I'm trying to do really this, because you don't have such a word. And concept, what does it mean, understanding? I understand. You understand me? Yes, you understand that I'm speaking English. That's all. You understand? I understand. I'm showing you something. What does it? What is this? It's mouse. You understand what it is? That's great. Oh, dear adult babies, you are great. You are understanding what I'm showing you. This is first level after observation. To understand what you have observed. And then, and this is the first period in our life, childhood. We are reaching this understanding level only. Small children, they are not ready to go further. But we are working at upper level, upper secondary school, and then I'm using word comprehension. English people, they say, well, it doesn't matter. Understanding, comprehension, there is no difference. No, sorry. I am making difference between two words. Comprehension, it means we are making all the descriptions. And, sorry, there's no chalk here, but okay. If there is a word, body, there is a word. But there is another word, it's nice body. Or it's solid body. Well, there are two words already. It's already a description. We are looking for causality, relations. If you just understand, no causality. You just understand that I'm speaking English, no causality. But why I am speaking English? Why? We are looking for causality. I'm speaking English because I'm talking to you and I need to send you my thoughts. I can speak Czech or other languages, but some words I can learn. But it's better to speak some international language. And let's improve these international languages. And native English speakers, I have talked to them many times. They listen here. We are becoming interesting for them. Because we are not following just this native language. I will never be native American English speaker. I will never be native Oxford or native British speaker. Never. But I'm thinking. And to give this source. No, I need some resources. Okay. And this is comprehension or causality. And then consideration. And then we are going back down. Let's go to this university or technical university. Oh, they start projects, developing projects. Okay. Then we are looking for resources to realize this project. Okay, we need, you see, all these things, but before we have some ideas. And then we are realizing these ideas.
members.
Educational research proposal includes study of both fundamental and applied research as creative gaining of like experience for life to satisfy definite needs of person or society.
No, this is just really rather long sentence, but you understood first. But I hope that you are going further. You are all getting this. What does it mean? And more seriously.
Research and development of education, general education, professional education. And again, when we are going to Europe, Europeans, no, I mean Western Europeans, well, we must be very careful dividing general and professional. They prefer professional. And sometimes, excuse me, I'm a little bit sometimes sharp. Sometimes these big companies are looking to our small countries here as just resources as for white slaves. Excuse me, it's very rough saying. It's very rough saying, but sorry, this business now is not very good sometimes. We are good workers, white slaves. And sometimes, but let's develop general education to understand that we are not for this purpose to be white slaves. Let's understand and do some things to develop general education. Dear colleagues, let's develop general education for our school children. And later on, they will become professionals. Later on. But these people from different branches, they are coming to school and say, teach this, teach this, do this, do this. No. Just wait a little bit. First, we need to develop general education. What does it mean? What's psychology? What's philosophy? A little bit of life. That's what we need to do when we are after secondary school. And there are three branches: humanities, social education, and our branch, natural science and technology education. Physics, chemistry, biology, mathematics, and informatics. I think these five branches we are. And my final question. Let's think, what general education for what life? And to develop content of education, let's study life first. What do we need today? These books are written in past century. And these are academic books, they are great. Internet, it's overcrowded. There are materials, a lot of. But what we need to bring from supermarket to our home. Supermarket, this is encyclopedia. We need to take something out. Today, I think, it's a very serious question because we're sometimes following those overcrowded programs. But we need just to take out what do we really need. And the last development of human conscious spirit, well, there are pragmatic people, scientific people, artistic people. Of course, we are like a cocktail, we are all together. But well, there are sometimes some people prefer to be pragmatic, and they are looking, well, they are will-based. I will do this, I will. I will to make money. Oh, these crazy people, money makers. Money from money. Oh, excuse me, that's my attitude again. But mind, these are concepts. Causality relations, it's a scientific way of thinking. Science. And of course, imagination, images, they are artists, great artists. And again, coming back, what we are as educators. We must be artists, maybe first, for small children especially. Then we must be also scientists, but not academic or applied scientists, a special kind. And of course, it's economic. We need a little bit some orientation in real life. We need what to eat and what to drink and so on and so on. What education for life? And for two lifestyles. And this is the last one. Lifestyles. There are two lifestyles. For development. And we can prepare also just for existing. Yeah. Just for existing. We have joined the European Union, we have joined Western style of living, we have joined consumer society. During Soviet period we were building, what we were building? We were not successful building communism. Yeah. Because there were these people leading us who were not so good. But we were building something. What we are doing now, we are just consumer society. Sorry, let's be careful. Our young generation, let's give for them general education, and they will give answer for themselves. Who will prefer to develop things, and who will just exist? But you don't make decision for them. Let's prepare them to make this decision by themselves.
when they graduate from upper secondary. Now, pre-professional education, so on, it's a little bit later. Yeah, oh, okay, good luck to all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's many questions.
Yeah.
But one brief question from the answer will be honest.
What do you think about technology? Must do more in the private science or more separately as, for example,
I understand, Yannis. When we are educators within secondary school, we need to take those all together. When you are entering university, let's say Latin university, you are going this fundamental way. If you are entering technical university or medical university, you are going this. But during school period, we need, as educators, present both ways. Like we are integrated. There are nice ladies and there are nice boys. And all together we are integrated.
Technology integrated on the classical subjects like physics?
No. Don't put together a boy and a girl. Uh-huh. It will be something strange. But we need really, but today we are talking about boys, tomorrow morning maybe we are talking about ladies, and but because this is reality. Those two wings, like birds. You can't say that this is better than this one, or can't. But later on, if you are professional, then you will prefer working only with this hand, or only with this, but it will be later. Don't go too fast.
Just a comment, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I have the feeling that you blame the West culture for everything. So I just would like to stress one point, that in European Union we just developed European qualification framework. Mm-hmm. And that framework is based on your three pillars, skills, knowledge, and attitudes.
Yeah.
So don't forget that some other people also think the same way like you.
I agree with you. Therefore we are together to discuss, learn from each other. That's yeah. I'm great with you. That's great.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Next question.
We are only very careful because we were part of Soviet Union. And now we are looking around, we are part of European Union. You know what's going now. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow morning there will be no Soviet European Union more.
We a little bit too.
That's right. And this is reality. Okay. We have experience.
Yes, Papa. Thank you very much for your attention, sir.
Thanks, Juan. Thank you.